Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the dwelling place. I am so blessed. I'm so blessed just to be here tonight. if you are listening online and would like to call in, dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. Have any questions, any prayer requests, any comments, you can press 1. We are here. And this is our 1,625th episode. Praise God. Amen. So we are pretty much heavy tonight. The time we are experiencing just so much pain in a collective way. Many people, some people may face death, just a hardship in their life on an individual basis. But in the past couple of years, especially with the pandemic, we have collectively as a world mourn just loss, right? And I can't say that just because I'm a Christian, just because you're a Christian, that we are always at peace, right? We are constantly just struggling. And sometimes we ask the question, why? Even me in my mature age, I would think, I still sometimes question why. And, you know, our topic for tonight is faith in the midst of chaos, right? And even if you're this on fire person for God, and even if you are holier than thou, right, it can be sometimes a little challenging to have faith in the midst of chaos, hurt after hurt, pain after pain, right? When you see the news and our hearts are heavy for those that are in Texas, right? Those that are in New York, it's just so heavy. It's like we don't have a chance. Today marks the birthday of George Floyd, right? It's just so much happening. We don't get a chance to, even when we think that we are healing and closing these wounds, they are just keep being reopened after, like, just they don't have time to even heal. And even if it heals a little, the scab is still there where they just keep pulling the scab. And it's like, wow, this is heavy for me. So how do I manage with all this heaviness on my heart? How do I manage to serve my God? How do I manage to even serve myself, serve my family, serve my community? And, you know, at work they have this thing like, you know, you got to be present. They prefer you to be present, which I agree. But how can I be so present if I'm living in fear, if I'm afraid to come out? It's getting hot. Last weekend, it was so hot over here in Philly, and I was excited for a moment. Then I became sad for a moment just because I'm like, I live in Philadelphia. It's getting hot out, and I know what that comes with, even in the winter months, but in the summer months, murder increase, right? What do I do with it, right? How do I don't want to live in fear. But these are true and honest feelings that you can't tell me that my God doesn't see and my God doesn't know, right? our feelings, God understands and God knows that we'll have these feelings. So I don't want you to think that it is for you to have a little anxiety, to be anxious around these things, that is something wrong with you, because it's nothing wrong with you. You are having a reaction, a response to what's happening around you, what's happening maybe to you, what's happening to a loved one, right? There's nothing wrong with being anxious. But to stay there, I would say, is something wrong with that, right? We don't want to just stay in our anxiety, because we are children of God. And I had, I'll be honest, I had, today I had supervision with my team. And I heard about it in the morning, what happened in Texas. I heard about that in the morning. Just after I got from, I was moved to just pray. I heard about it right after that. And I was just like, wow, Lord, thank you. Thank you for protecting me. But I still was a little anxious, a little nervous, right? And I shared that with my team members. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what degree you have. Everybody has to bow down and acknowledge who God is. And my supervisor, who didn't back down and said what was on her heart when I expressed that I am anxious, that I am nervous about coming to work because of what's going on in the world, and this is not an isolated incident, because things like this has happened time after time. I'm 31 years old. Columbine happened in 99. So majority of my whole life has been based around fear with the school shootings, with the community shootings, right? Just even my family being affected by the community violence and me losing loved ones to that, right? And I know a lot of you, some of you, can relate to that. So it's just all these things that are going on. But I thank God for my supervisor just saying, when it all comes down to everything, we have to have faith. We have to have trust in our God that he will protect us. And even if it's our day, if it's our time to go, Lord, take me to you. Because we all have that day that will be appointed to us when we go. But I want to go in faith knowing that I'll go with him, right? So our scripture for tonight, and we'll just talk and have a dialogue, because we just have to release this stuff that is, just release everything that is, excuse me, that is happening around us. And sometimes we can grow numb to it. Sometimes we just block it out and don't want to talk about it. But we have to talk about it, right? Especially us who are parents. If we have so much feelings around this, so many thoughts around this, so many anxieties around this, what are our babies thinking? What are they saying? Is this creating anger in them? And that, do they feel like they have to take maybe the kitchen knife home, knife home to school to protect themselves, to feel safe? Right? So we have to set up a space in our homes where we open up this dialogue, where we teach our children to be, walk in wisdom, right? So I'll pause for a minute and then I'll continue to go on. Amen. Amen. So Father God, I'll pray. Father God, we just want to tell you thank you for this day. Thank you for this night, Lord. Father God, Lord, we just ask that you just place your mighty, mighty, mighty hands over everyone that is listening, Lord, and we just ask that you just comfort us, Lord, in this time of just anxiousness and uncertainty. We just ask that you would just cover us and protect us. during this time where everything is failing, but, Lord, we know that you remain the same, Lord. So shed your unfailing love upon us, and may we receive this word that you bring forth tonight. And if there is anyone that just want to say anything, just want to talk, call in, be bold, have no shame. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. So the scripture that we'll be reading tonight is Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. I'm reading from the King James Version. And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good or of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise on these things, amen. Think on these things, amen. And if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9 says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Before we dive, there's so many things in here, but the last piece stood out to me in verse 9 towards the end, and the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace shall be with you. All these things that we hear, all these things that we come across, it doesn't bring us peace just on the news. It was just everywhere on the news, right? And everything that happened is just brought in front of us on the news, on the radio station, on YouTube. Everything that we watch is pretty much surrounding us and being put in us, right? So we have to be mindful of this, of what we watch, right? The things that we intake and how much we consume, right? Because if we're so focused on, yes, be aware. We wanna be aware and know what's going on in this world and how to protect ourselves, our family, and our loved ones, right? But we also have to be mindful of how much we are engaging in the negative things, the things that are not true. Amen. The things that are not of God, the things that are not honest. Because what those things says, yes, we want to know what is going on in the world. We don't want to be so consumed where we're worried. We done bit our nails off. Where that worriness consumes our daily life, right? That worriness interrupts our prayer. So we're coming to God in an anxious way. We're coming to him praying in an anxious way. And in that anxiousness and in that anxiety, it's unbelief in there. If we're anxious and we're praying, well God, I know that you did this, but can you do this? Can you protect me from this? Amen? So we have to be mindful of how we come to God, be mindful of the things that we are surrounding ourselves with, consuming ourselves with those on the news. That's going to cause and increase our anxiety. Yes, let's keep up. Let's continue to learn. So I want to consume myself with the news media and what's going on. Be aware and then educate yourself on literature, on things to do and how to protect you, yourself, and your family. Those memos that you get sent at your job and they have different resources that link to that, follow up with those resources. There's nothing wrong with therapy. There's nothing wrong. They send resources. They have groups. Some jobs may have groups. Amen. Resources that you may see online. Don't be afraid to do those things or to go to those things. And the God of peace. So the things that we learn, the things that we hear about that are true and that are honest, we do those things. That's why we want to be mindful of the things that are surrounding us. Like those who are in faith, right? We want to be mindful that we hang around those people, that we fill our spirits up with those things that those people have to give, right? Because there is going to come from a place of God. They're going to lift you up in prayer. Amen. We have to walk in wisdom, right? We have to walk in wisdom with these things. And as I said, I'm not disregarding your feelings about anything. God understands, right? Even Jesus wept. Jesus knew the calling that he had on his life, and Jesus wept. If you can move this cup from me, please do so, Lord. He was shedding emotion. And his scars that are, he took the sin of the world and he felt things, amen, as if he was a sinner, right? So I'm not disregarding your feelings, but Jesus wept and then Jesus got on that cross, amen? So we're going to cry, we're going to be anxious, but then we're going to get up and we're going to go in our closet, we're going to pray. We're going to continue to walk in the next day and show up and be present, be active, move, amen? Be active in what we do, just protecting ourselves, just being aware, vigilant, amen? Praying, just covering things, amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Draw unto God and his things that are lovely. Amen. And he will, you will have peace upon you. Staying up word at night, that is not what God wants for us. That is not peace. That is not rest. That is the opposite. Amen. When I was just thinking about all this, I'm like, there's nothing new under the sun, right? Things that are happening now has happened in the Bible, you know, if we look closely. And I just was thinking, like, what is, with all these mass shootings, with all these community shootings, with all these all this violence that is going on, right? Oh, it just made me think about, like King Herod and Pharaoh, what have those people felt when they knew that they were going to kill all the young baby boys, right? Pharaoh, the Hebrew boys, right? What was going through the mother's mind, right? The father's mind. Like, I just gave the mother, I just gave birth. The father, I just, you know, received the son. And now my life is being threatened. My child's life is being threatened. My dreams, my destiny, like, you know, to have a son, especially during those ages, was considered a blessing. That meant strength, labor. That meant inheritance, right? So with that being threatened, it's like it's so much violence going on in this world, and our babies are being targeted. They don't have a chance to grow up. So many of them are being targeted. So many of their, like, their lives, they're almost in danger. Like, it's so many children, but still, our children are being targeted, and it's not okay. Just having this discussion, and it's like, so what is God trying to say to us, right? Who is supposed to come in this world? What baby is supposed to change this world for this spirit to come, the spirit of Herod, the spirit of Pharaoh to continue to come and try to take the lives and succeed sometimes in taking the lives of our babies, right? We have to come together as a community because this is a warfare. Everything, I'm telling you, like you, Oh, sorry, let me calm down. Y'all know I get very, very emotional. Y'all know me on this line. But it's an emotional matter, and I don't want to handle this way, and we shouldn't handle this way. Amen? As I said before, we will have these feelings, right? What are we doing? We have to come together as a community. Get things moving. Philly, I have too many loved ones in Philly, too many friends, children and families that I service. Purpose Kingdom Network, many of their families I fellowship with. Many of us live in Philly. Amen. So what are we doing as a community to stand up and to fight against these things that is taken over our children's lives? What's in their minds? What is happening in their minds that they can say that they feel the need to get up, grab a gun, go into the supermarkets, go into the schools, just go out on the streets to take somebody's life, multiple lives? This is nothing but pure evil, spiritual wickedness running rampant in high and low places, the devil coming to devour. We have to rise up. We have to organize ourselves in the kingdom of God. Because this is every Christian fight. This is all of our fight. Christians, Muslims, no matter what religion, whatever your background, this is everyone's fight. Whether they believe it or not, this is everyone's fight. Amen. So in this midst of chaos, faith. That's all we have. That's all we have is our faith and our reliable God, unfailing God. That's all we have. We have to fight this thing spiritually and follow up in action. Amen. Pray, action. Even praying while you're in the midst of the action. God will lead us. God will direct us. God is all over. God is in law. Amen? Legislation. God is in all those things. We can't limit ourselves as Christians to think, oh, I won't vote. God is not in that. God is specifically in there. Look at the history of the Bible and how close people are, prophets are, to the kings that make the decisions. Amen. And how the prophets will warn the kings, right? Don't do that, because listen, this is the wrath of God. You play around with God, this is what is to come. Commandments, and this is surely what will happen. Amen. So what we have to come together. We are too reactive in these approaches. They die down for a hot second. We need to wake up. We need to continue to be woke and vigilant. Amen. Let's come together to change policies. Change law. Amen. Amen. Whew. So if you are listening and would like to call in, dial 319 527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. If you would like to speak, have any questions, any comments, press 1. We are here. I want us to be able to sleep in peace tonight. I want us to be able to be peaceful when we send our children to school, when we go into work. I want that for us. I want safety. And that's all I just wanted to release that, like, whatever you're feeling, share that with God. Open up to God. I'm angry. Why is this happening again? Why? Why? But I trust you, Lord. I know that all things, even things that don't make sense, I know that you work it out for your good. In some way, in the secret places, it makes so much sense to you, God. Help us in our faith to understand that you are always with us. Amen. Just whatever you are feeling, just release it. Like, just release it. Give that burden to God. Just release it. Just release it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. If you are somebody that is struggling with anxiety, struggling with fear, struggling with trauma, the effects of trauma, amen. We bring everything to God. And if you have not ever called on the name of Jesus, and you are ready to give your life, ready for the salvation, amen. I want you just to be where you are and just have a willing and open heart. Say, Lord, I come to you. I trust in you. I believe you. I want to give my life to you. Forgive me of every sin that I have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Lord. Forgive me from my unbelief. Forgive me, Lord. Transform my heart. Change it and make it new. I confess all these things to you, and I let go, and I forgive all those who have trespassed against me, and those people that I have trespassed me, they forgive me. Amen. If you have said this, if you have believed this, then you are saved. We just encourage everyone here at Purpose Kingdom Network to get in a Bible-based believing church, whether it's online, in person, whatever works out best for you. Amen. God will lead you. God will direct you. Amen. You are saved. You are saved. You are saved. Release your burden unto God. Amen. I would like to bring Brother Rob on or Pastor Toy for any announcements we may have.
Thank you so much, Diamond, for tonight's show. I really enjoyed it and appreciate it. And real quickly, this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where you're listening to in the world, no matter you're calling via phone or you're listening to us on the internet, we greatly appreciate your support and your listenership, and we are grateful for those that share with your friends and family members. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. And anytime we do a live broadcast, you can also call in at the phone number of 319-527-6091. And anytime you want to speak to the host or make a comment, or if you have a concern, you can just press the number 1 and you can speak to that host. Okay, and Purpose Kingdom Network also has its very own radio show or radio network, and it's at pkn.com, where you can hear 24 hours of musical content. And from time to time, we do rebroadcast some of our shows. right now, our Radio Co. at RadioCo.com. Right now, that's currently in the process of being reworked. And just stay tuned for when we will reopen that venue. And also, you can see some of our updates of things going on at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. We invite you to like us, where you can see our upcoming shows, our advertisements, and you can hear some fresh announcements of what's going on here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Okay, and let me see. And real quickly, show is going to be at the 9 p.m. hour, and it's going to be the Healing Hour, and it's going to be hosted by Elder Elijah Cooper. And that's going to be, once again, with God's Will and God's Blessing at the 9 p.m. hour. And please join in. And it's going to be the Healing Hour. It's going to be hosted by Elder Elijah Cooper. And please feel free to tell your friends and family members that we'll be on the air tomorrow at the 9 p.m. hour. And with that being said, we thank you, and we greatly appreciate those that's listening. And we just thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcement, and we're going to turn the program back over to Minister Dominique Hudson. Okay, Dominique?
Amen. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. I know, I pray, I know these past years, months, weeks, days have been very heavy. I hope that you are able to release some things unto God. I also want to leave some resources that you may want to share, may want to keep for yourself, and just how you can talk to your children, grandchildren, anyone just around just mass shooting, violence, and all those things. So the first one is the the American Psychological Association, APA. They have tips, and their website, excuse me, is NAS as in Sam, P.online.org. Into children about violence, tips for parents and teachers. All right, so some of their things are reassure children that they are safe, make time to talk, keep your explanations developmentally appropriate for the child's level, review safety procedures, observe children's emotional state, limit television viewing, as we spoke about, just minimizing the things that you see on the news, on social media, and to maintain a normal routine, to stay in that normal routine as best as possible. Another great resource is the National Child Traumatic Stress Network, which is N as in Nancy, C as in Cat, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, N as in Nate.org. And they have just how to talking about the shooting, coping after mass violence, age-related reactions to traumatic events. And I know a lot in some of the cultures that we come from may, we may run away from just talking to outside people, but it is very beneficial talking to a therapist who are trained professionals in these areas. And I'll give out one for Philly, the Philly Hope Line, which is amazing. They have small groups with children who have experienced grief. They have groups around just racial injustice. And now they have support about these mass shootings that are occurring. Their hotline number is 1-833-745-4673. Once again, 1-833-745-4673. the Philly Hope Line. This is open to all Philadelphia children, parents, caretakers. It's available. They also provide just different workshops at different Philadelphia public schools. I have partnered with them before. They are great. And that's all that I have. I pray that you will be in great spirit. I pray that you continue to just find and just work out your emotions and talk to God, and also to follow up in action. A reminder for us to be aware and to be wise in the choices and the places that we go. Continue to be in prayer, and also just follow up with action and see what you can do on your part. How can you participate in moving and being part of the decrease in violence and mass shootings? Amen? Amen. So that is all. Until next time, deuces.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.